Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol submitted charges to the DA's office in the case of a tragic traffic collision in May that claimed the life of a 13-year-old boy. On May 18, 19-year-old Kashkoa Rice of Hoopa was driving a Jeep Cherokee westbound on State Route 299 with five passengers. She began to use her cell phone, lost control of the vehicle, and struck a guardrail along the south side of the roadway. 13-year-old Walter Moon of Hoopa was in the rear cargo area without a seatbelt on and was ejected from the vehicle. Moon suffered major injuries and was airlifted to Children's Hospital in Oakland, where he succumbed to his injuries. As a result of the investigation, the CHP submitted charges against Rice for misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter, operating a vehicle with an unbelted juvenile occupant, and operating a handheld cell phone while driving a motor vehicle. The Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District finished the replacement of two 50-year-old valves this morning. The two faulty valves were connected to a 30-inch transmission pipeline that supplies water for the entire regional water system. Work crews were able to successfully install two new valves into the system. General Manager Carol Reisch said in a statement, and I quote, "We are happy to report that the valves are now functioning and our customers' reservoirs will be refilling this morning. We anticipate returning to full capacity very quickly," end quote. The HBMWD provides water to the cities of Arcata, Eureka, and Blue Lake, along with the community service districts of Fieldbrook, Glendale, Humboldt Community, Manila, and McKinleyville. In local crime news, Arcata police are asking for the public's help in identifying up to three people who are suspects in three separate pepper spray attacks. The victims report that the suspects in a white pickup truck sprayed them with the pepper spray while they were walking in the city. The suspects could be one or two adult white males and an adult white female. Anyone with information about the suspects or the attacks is asked to contact Arcata police. And Crescent City police arrested 27-year-old Rio Dell resident Troy Brinson and 30-year-old Eureka resident Julie Osborne in connection with a stolen vehicle incident in Humboldt County and a burglary spree in Brookings, Oregon. The pair are suspected of burglarizing several cars in Brookings last week and then breaking into a home and stealing items worth thousands of dollars, including firearms. Curry County will extradite the pair to face the charges. Come January of 2015, Humboldt County will have a new district attorney. On Wednesday afternoon, Paul Gallegos issued a press release saying that he will not seek re-election to the DA's office. Gallegos, who was first elected in 2002, cited family as the reason he has decided to not seek re-election. Gallegos, who was first elected in 2002, cited family as the reason he has decided to not seek re-election. Gallegos' statement also included thanks and praise to assistant DAs and staff. So far, only one person has announced their candidacy for the position, former assistant DA Arnie Klein. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. North Coast residents are plenty familiar with natural disaster planning. In fact, the county is currently seeking public comments about the draft hazard mitigation plan used in case of a natural disaster. Congressman Jared Huffman, who focused on the effects of climate change during his campaign, used the typhoon that ravaged the Philippines last week as an example.
I rise today to once again speak about the issue of climate change, which is affecting every country. But as the World Bank has found, the impacts are not distributed equally. It is likely that the poorest nations on Earth will be the hardest hit. And the UN ranks the Philippines as the country that is third most vulnerable to the effects of climate change because of its geography, its poverty, and the state of its infrastructure.
Huffman went on to call for action.
One of the most powerful storms on record tore through Asia this past week, and the Philippines in particular. In the wake of Typhoon Haiyan, many thousands are dead, hundreds of thousands more are homeless and desperate for help. As we learn more about the devastation there, the Philippines tragedy is the latest wake-up call on climate change, so let's wake up.
Coastal counties in California have always dealt with the hazards that come with earthquakes and tsunamis, and now Sacramento lawmakers are also focusing on any future effects that may come about with the changing climate. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.